Chapter 5. Dorothy meets the Woodman and the Lion. They started for the Emerald City. On their way there, they met a strange man. His body, his arms and legs were made of tin. His head was made of tin too. In his right hand, he had an axe. He was a woodman.
"Where are you going?"
the funny man asked them.
"We are going to the Emerald City,"
answered Dorothy.
"Why are you going there?"
"We are going to the Emerald City because we want to see the Great Wizard of Oz."
"Why do you want to see the Great Wizard?"
"I want to ask him to send me back to Kansas Prairie. The Scarecrow will ask him to put some brains into his head. You see, only the Great Wizard can do these things."
"May I go with you? I want to ask the Great Wizard to put a heart into my body. There is no heart in my body, and I can be happy if I have no heart."
"You may come with us if you like."
Soon Dorothy and her two comrades came to the thick forest. Suddenly they heard a terrible roar. Then they saw a great lion who jumped on the road. With one blow of his paw, he sent the Scarecrow to the ground. Then he turned to the Tin Woodman and gave him a blow with his paw. The Tin Woodman fell to the ground and lay there. Toto began to bark, and the lion gave him blow too. Dorothy was a very brave girl. She ran up to the lion and gave him a blow on the nose.
"Don't bite my Toto! How can you? You are so big, and he is so small. You are a big coward. Only cowards can be bad to those who are small."
"Yes, I'm a coward,"
said the lion.
"I know it very well. I'm not brave. But what can I do?"
"And why are you a coward?"
"I don't know why. All the Oz beasts in the forest think I'm very brave. People call the lion the king of the beasts. I know that people are afraid of me when I roar. That's why I always roar when I meet people or animals. They all run away from me. They don't know that I am afraid of them, and I don't want them to know."
"Do you want to come with us to the Emerald City and see the Great Wizard of Oz? I think the Great Wizard can give you courage and make you brave."
"Oh yes, I shall be very glad to go with you to the Emerald City."
So the four comrades started for the Emerald City along the road of the yellow brick.